I'm so glad to be saved.
Yeah. Yeah.
Praise God, huh? I'm glad to be in this family.
Yeah.
I'm glad to be in this army.
Yeah. Right.
I'm glad to be in this church.
Yeah.
Amen.
Come on, Brother Houston.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Can y'all hear me all right?
Yeah, yes, sir.
I'm having a hard time trying to hear me myself. Amen. I want to read in Psalm chapter 9. I want to say how much we appreciate this meeting, this pastor, his family, this church. Amen. Just a privilege, an honor to be here. Amen. Want God to help us?
Yeah. Oh, bless him, Lord.
Psalm 9, verse 17. Psalm number 9, verse 17. The wicked shall be turned into hell.
Yeah.
And all the nations that forget God. Yeah. You can be seated if you will. I talked about my uncle some last night, one that died to say in glory. I talked to him for years after I got saved. I quoted this verse to him one day. He was getting older. The wicked shall be turned into hell. His quick response was, I'm not wicked.
Right.
I'm not wicked.
Right.
I knew what he meant. He was always a hard worker. Always, almost all of his life, worked two jobs. And he had the most beautiful lot and house in the whole subdivision where he lived. He had 2-3 new vehicles. He did great, taking care of his wife and his two boys. I said, you murdered God's only begotten son in cold blood.
Come on.
You beat him with a whip. You spit in his face. You drove nails in his hands and feet and crucified him. You think that's wicked?
Come on.
Huh?
Come on, yeah.
Acts chapter 2, verse 22, you men of Israel, this is Apostle Peter preaching on the day of Pentecost. You men of Israel, you Jews, you Hebrews, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determinate counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken. You did it. They didn't touch him. They never laid a hand on him. They didn't drive any spikes. They didn't swing that whip. They didn't pierce his side. The Romans did that. But Peter said, you did it. Ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain, whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. I've talked to a few sinners and told them, you killed Jesus. Adolf Hitler was credited with assassinating, executing 6 million Jews. I say his part in the murder of Jesus Christ will be more against him on Judgment Day than every Jew he ever burned or gassed to death or shoved with bulldozers into shallow graves and covered them up, many of them alive, after they machine gunned them. I say his part in the murder of Jesus will be more against him on that great day. But in the Old Testament, there was a city, there were cities for a manslayer. There were cities of refuge. If you didn't mean to, if you didn't premeditate, if you didn't plan it and then do it, I killed Jesus. I didn't mean to. I didn't plan it out and premeditate it and pick out the nails and the hammer and all. I didn't mean to. So, Jesus, the one that I helped to slay, he raised me from the dead. Jesus is my city of refuge. That's what I want to try to preach on today. Refuge. Refuge. I am associated with him. That's what Hebron means. I cast my burden upon him. That's what Shechem means. He opened up my blinded eyes. That's a definition of city of refuge. A place of awakening. Praise God. He set me up on high. That's what Ramoth means. I confessed to him my sins. That's what, again, a city of refuge. That's a definition. He cleaned me up and took me in. That's what Kadesh means. Praise God. Cities of refuge. And Jesus is everyone.
All right.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hebrew means a seat of association. It's from a word that means a society. It means, glory to God, it means charming company. Hallelujah. What about? Jesus thinks you're charming, Brother Jim. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Glory to God. I'm telling you, I just got to studying on this. It just thrilled my heart. I mean, he picked you out, Brother Randy, to be his favorite son. You're his favorite. Praise God. You're compassed about with his favor as with a shield. That's what the book said. Amen?
All right.
But there's something very, very, very special about him. Every son he has is his favorite. And every daughter he has is his favorite. Praise God. Sort of like Brother L.D. Moore. He said somebody brought him that coconut cream pie. He said, that's my favorite. He said, of course, I got 49 more favorites. Praise God.
Yeah.
But if you walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It's, of course, a hypothetical situation, but if you lived all your life and never committed one sin, you'd still go to hell because you were born a sinner. Huh? Praise God. But he not only cleanses us from all sin, he cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Praise God. Hebron means to join. It means couple together. It means have fellowship. Praise God. Hebron actually means friendship. Praise God. I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joys we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Glory. He's my friend. I was out on top of that mountain driving a R-50 Euclid rock truck, and I got to wanting to sing that song. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Only thing was, Brother Johnny, I didn't know the words. So I started singing it anyway, and it just amazed me. And I got happy, and when I get under the loader there, I'd try to find a piece of paper and start writing it down. Praise God. I wrote about 7 verses, and I look at some of these song books, they got it in there just like I wrote it. Huh? Praise God. Made a CD of it, and they copied that down. I remember one verse. He's intercessor, propitiation, the great high priest, the judge of nations, the rose of Sharon, the great I am, and he's my friend. Praise God. He's my friend. Sticketh closer than a brother. He's my friend. Loveth at all times. Praise God. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. That's what he did for me. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's my father. He'll make you something that he can be proud of. A child that he loves. Show off. Praise God. Amen. Brother and Sister Barrett, they don't care if you look at that girl. Huh? They're not ashamed if you see her. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, sound like Jesus only to me. Saying Jesus is your father. He's not his own father. He's my father. Huh? Praise God. I am begotten by the Word, and He is the Word. All right. And He said, behold, I and the children which the Father hath given me. Praise God. Refuge. Cities of refuge. Shechem means ridge. It also means the neck. Between the shoulders, as the place of burdens. Praise God. Casting all your cares upon Him. Yeah. He careth for you. He brought me up also out of the horrible pit, out of the miry clay. Yeah. He placed my feet upon a rock. He hath established my goings. Praise God. He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Praise God. Yeah. Yeah. I got saved. Apostle Paul said he's the chief of sinners. He did a couple things I've not done. I did a whole lot of things he never did do. I need to talk to him about that when I get to heaven. Huh? I got saved. I was 33 years old. Folks gave up on me. He just decided they didn't want me around. My aunt that loved me so much, she'd fix big old biscuits about so big around and gravy and steak. She fixed steak every time I ate breakfast with her. The pastor of the church gave her half a beef every year, and she didn't like steak. She can hardly eat it. I thought that was awful. Hey, that me and I had to eat so much of it. Huh? Glory to God. She loved me. She'd just pet me and feed me steak. She told somebody she didn't want me to hear it. I know. If you don't want somebody to hear it, don't say it. If you got anybody you don't want to hear it, don't say it. Because the one that does hear it, they're going to run as fast as they can go and tell that one you never want to know. Huh? Amen. If you got a secret, you don't need any help trying to keep it. Don't get anybody else in on it to help you keep it. Praise God. Amen. She said, I don't want that sorry Billy Houston around my boys. She loved me. She'd feed me steak. She'd pet on me. She'd talk sweet to me. She'd love me. I mean, she did. It's obvious. I felt it. I knew it. But she didn't want me around her boys because I was too sorry. Huh? Well, her boys just about as sorry as I was, but they were her boys. You know how that is. Every mommy knows how that is. Praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Well, I got saved. She was there praying when I got saved. I was up there singing, and the Lord moved on me to go back to the altar. I don't know how you feel about it. Don't make a bit of difference. I mean, praise God. Opinions. Brother, I always said they're like noses. Everybody's got one, but Brother Shad McDonald said they're like armpits, and a lot of everybody's got them, but some of them stink. Huh? Praise God. Huh? Hallelujah. Praise God. She was there when I was going to tell you, I mean, there's a lot of controversy about that. God told me, he said, get down there and pray. I was up in the choir singing. I said, Lord, everybody's singing right now. He said, I told you to get down there and pray. I said, I will. I don't want to put on no show. Don't want to be out of order or nothing else. But you tell me twice, get down there and pray. That's what I'm going to do. And just in about 5 minutes, at proverbial tub of honey that Uncle Bud Robinson loved to talk about, it just poured out all over me. Praise God. It went all the way through me. I know the world was just as wicked and mean and violent as it ever was, but not to me. Everything was wonderful to me. Praise God. I got sanctified. Some folks say you can't do it, but when you already done it, they have a hard time convincing you. Huh? Praise God. Huh? Hallelujah. I got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And she was right there praying. I could hear her crying and praying and calling on God just about louder than anybody. That's before all the voices faded away and I couldn't hear anything. Huh?
Yeah.
I could hear some people praying and shouting, but it seemed like they were way over yonder across the road. Praise God. I said I got saved. and I got sanctified, and I got filled with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And I walked right in to that city of refuge, and I was safe, and I was secure, and I was protected. I was defended. Praise God. Hallelujah. He placed my feet on higher ground. Praise God. And upon that solid rock, that sure foundation, that chief cornerstone, that stone most precious. Praise God, that city of refuge, way up high on the ridge of Shechem. He made my feet like hinds' feet. That meant they would track. That meant I could be sure on a steep mountain trail. Praise God. But then he didn't leave it there. He didn't just make it so I could climb. He took me in his hand and set me upon my high places. Praise God. Hallelujah. City of refuge. Jesus. He is my refuge. City of refuge means a city or a place guarded by waking or a watch. It's from a word that means opening the eyes to wake. Praise God. Somebody said we're guarded by love and guided by the Holy Ghost. I love that. It's identical to another word James Strong said. It means to bear. It means to reveal. Romans 13:11 says it's high time to awake out of sleep. Ephesians 5:14-18, he said, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. That's what I did when I got saved. I arose from the dead. I was dead in trespasses and sins, but he woke me up. Praise God. Hallelujah. I thought about Lazarus. Jesus went to his tomb. Mary said, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Martha came along. She said, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. You're just too late. Praise God. I told you it's way too late for me. I got saved when I was 5. I should have been saved all my life. And folks I was terrible, terrible, terrible self-conscious and bashful. And folks kind of looked at me and smiled and thought it was kind of cute. 5-year-old crying and weeping his way to Calvary. I'd have split hell wide open if I died. I knew I was a sinner as much as I knew it when I was 33. Huh? Some child comes to this altar, don't you dare stand around and look at him and think it's cute. You get in there and pray like it's a matter of life and death. I came within one day. If I hadn't got saved, I'd have been in hell the next day. I knew it was so. I planned on it. Huh? So if a child prays, you take it as a matter of life and death. Most serious thing that's ever happened. Praise God. One little boy got saved when he was 5. They asked him to testify. He said, thank God for saving me. I'm so glad I'm saved. Said, I just regret I didn't get saved younger. Huh? Huh? Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Unto the children of Gershon, of the families of the Levites, out of the other half tribe of Manasseh, they gave Golan in Bashan with their suburbs to be a city of refuge for the slayer. Golan means circle. Or captive. Praise God. We're surrounded. Praise God. We're kept. And Paul said, I'm a bond slave of Jesus Christ. Praise God. My refuge. Jesus. Kadesh. Out of the tribe of Issachar. Kadesh. Kadesh means a sanctum. Comes from a word that means to be or make or to pronounce or to observe as clean. Hallelujah. Nobody's any more filthy than me. I knew it. It's a heavy load of pushing me right down into hell. I felt it. I barely could stand, even get around. It was heavy, heavy, heavy. The Lord came along, and as filthy as I was, and as pure, pristinely pure as he is, he touched me. But I didn't make him dirty. He made me clean. Huh? Glory to God. Issachar, God hath given me my hire. That's the fifth son of Jacob and Leah. And five is God's number of grace. Praise God. Say this Kadesh means dedicate, consecrate, to be holy, to keep holy, to purify, to sanctify, W-H-O-L-L-Y, to sanctify holy, to sanctify completely. Praise God, to give you dominion over sin instead of dominion of sin over you. There's sanctuary in God's grace. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Ramoth. Ramoth means heights. Praise God. That the slayer might flee thither, which should kill his neighbor unawares. That means unexpectedly or suddenly. Really, in a sense, accidentally. Hated him not in times past, and that fleeing unto one of these cities, he might live. Praise God. Namely, Bezer in the wilderness, in the plain country of the Reubenites, and Ramoth in Gilead of the Gadites, and Golan in Bashan of the Manassites. Manasseh means forgetting.
Come on.
Praise God.
Come on.
Hallelujah. God's the only one I know can remember everything he wants to remember, billions and trillions of things, in the most minute, intricate details, he remembers. But anything he wants to forget, he forgets. Thank God. Hallelujah. Gad means the seer, the seventh son of Jacob and Leah. That's God's number of perfection, entirety, completion. Jesus is our perfect salvation. Jesus is our perfect prophet. He's the only one who ever perfectly fulfilled the threefold office of prophet, priest, and king. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Glory to God.
I know.
Come on.
I know the truth. Brother Peach is preaching, and Brother Jimmy John Milliken, I know the truth. Praise God. Just because you're saved don't mean heartaches are not going to hit you. Sometimes you feel like you can't stand it. But I know you can because God said so.
Yeah.
Huh? Bezer in the wilderness. Y'all still here?
Yeah. Come on,
praise God. I hope this is doing you as much good as it is me.
Come on, yeah.
It's helping me. Huh?
Yeah.
Bezer, out of the tribe of Reuben. Reuben. Ben means a son. Not just a son. It means a son as a builder of the family name. It comes from another word. It means a brother. Praise God. Jesus is my elder brother. Jesus is my friend. Jesus is my constant companion. Praise God. Jesus is my Father. Amen. In the wilderness. This word, I hope I can get this to you.
Come
This word wilderness means a desert. And I knew that. That didn't surprise me when I read that. I looked that up. Wilderness means a desert. An inaccessible place. But it also means speech. Do you hear that? Bezer means speech. God told Peter, take words, take with you words. He went and preached, and they all got saved and got the Holy Ghost. Huh?
Yeah. All right.
I'm talking about a refuge.
Go ahead.
How many have been slain, brutally murdered, by careless speech? By ill-advised words. Y'all heard that old saying, I know. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words make me so stinking mad I can't stand it. Huh? But we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people. Praise God. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly and righteously and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works.
Yeah.
That don't sound a bit like once in grace, always in grace, does it?
No, sir.
It sounds just every bit as much like it as anything else in this Bible.
Come on.
There's nothing in this Bible that teaches once in grace, always in grace. It's just a bunch of ignorant men. They went to school for ignorance and graduated with honors and came out talking for the devil and telling one of the worst lies the devil ever told. That's where once in grace, always in grace came from. Huh? Ah, Numbers 35. Praise God. I'm going to quit here when I get through. Hallelujah. Verse 10. Speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, when ye be come over Jordan into the land of Canaan, then ye shall appoint you cities to be cities of refuge for you, that the slayer may flee thither, which killeth any person that unawares. Praise God. I want you to listen. These six cities shall be a refuge both for the children of Israel and for the stranger and for the sojourner among them, that everyone that killeth any person unawares may flee thither. Verse 22, but if he thrust him suddenly without enmity or have cast upon him anything without laying a weight, praise God, or with any stone wherewith a man may die, seeing him not, and cast it upon him that he die, and was not his enemy, neither sought his harm, then the congregation shall judge between the slayer and the revenger of blood according to these judgments.
Yeah.
But you better be careful. You better be super careful. Because whether you meant to or not, he still did. Huh? What did he say? Neither sought his harm. If you didn't mean to hurt him at all and you killed him, he still did. Huh? Praise God. Verse 26, but if the slayer shall at any time, come without the border of the city of his refuge, whither he was fled, and the revenger of blood find him without the borders of the city of his refuge, and the revenger of blood kill the slayer, he shall not be guilty of blood. Praise God, that certainly doesn't sound like once in grace, always in grace. God said, stay in the city of refuge. If you get out, you're going to die. And the one that kills you won't even be guilty. Huh? Verse 31. I highly recommend this book here. Spend hours with it. Get lost in it. Love it more than life. Huh? It amazes me how deep our people are in the scripture. Ask one man to go to church, and he told a fellow to ask him, he said, no, I'm not going to that church. He said, why not? He said, they speak in tongues down at that church. Why, man, he said, it's in the Bible. Well, it may be in the Bible, but it's certainly not in the New Testament. Huh? Sound like a scholar, didn't he? Huh? One old sister said her favorite verse in the whole Bible was grin and bear it. Huh? Somebody said, where is that verse, sister? She said, I don't know right offhand, but I believe it's in one of Paul's letters to the Deuteronomies. She's trying to show off all of her knowledge. God told the children of Israel on that first Passover night, stay in the house until morning.
Yeah.
Praise God.
Right.
If you go out, that destroying angel may mistake you for an Egyptian. And you're just as much an enemy of God when you disobey as any Egyptian. If you would be a friend, not a real friend, a staunch friend, a wannabe friend, if you just want to be a friend of this world, that makes you the enemy of God Almighty.
Come on.
Amen. Well, hallelujah. I'll say it again. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I know the truth. Praise God. They get on the jet airliners. They get anywhere they are, they pull out their little prayer rug. They spread it on the floor. They get right down on their face. They pray five times a day, and their God, all the billions, hundreds of millions, Muslims are praying all over the world five times a day. Their God never has heard one word any of them said, because he's dead. He's an idol. He's nothing. That's what Apostle Paul said. Now we know that idols are nothing. Huh? Praise God. Hallelujah. I went to the Burger King, I think it was. I went to the Burger King and I set my sandwich and stuff on the table, and I started to sit down there and say grace, and something spoke to me and said, why don't you get down on your knees? I said, well, I will. I just got down there and prayed, thank God for the food. Amen. I got back up. That's still me. I'm still alive. Nobody killed me. Nobody really spit on me. I didn't even see anybody giving me dirty looks. Of course, the way I was feeling right then, I probably wouldn't know it anyway. Huh?
Come on.
You know, obedience is better than sacrifice. And obedience in little things just thrills the heart of your loving Father. Huh? My refuge. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. Now, Brother Randy, you're trying to scare somebody. And they're standing there in your face. You just reach down, take a hold of the earth, and jerk it out from under their feet. You just move the world. Right, take it right out from under. What did he say? Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed.
All right,
somebody trying to scare you and they jerk the world out. None of you, that don't scare you. Praise God. Therefore will not we fear, though the earth be removed. Praise God. Hi. And though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah, there is a river. There is a river. How the streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. Lord, you're 4 days late. He's right early. If he got there 4 years later and said the same words, Lazarus, come forth. Lazarus would have still come forth. He's never been late. He's never going to be late. He's always on time. Yeah. And David said he's right early.
Yeah.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Woo. Praise God. I looked on my right hand and beheld, but there was no man that would know me. Praise God. Yeah, they smarted off to me. That one was driving. He talked off on me. I just stopped the car and got out. He got out. When I got up there close enough, looked right in his eyes, I knew he wasn't going to do nothing. Man, was I glad. Yeah. I was looking up at him. He's about 6'3". I knew he wasn't going to do a thing. This is great. I just bad-mouth him a little bit and get back in the car and leave, and everything be fine. Only thing was, there's five more in there with him. Huh? And all he was a decoy. He'd wait till his big burly buddy got around the car and knocked my brains out from behind. Huh? Well, I had two buddies, quotation marks, sitting right there in the car that I got out of. They never did get out. They didn't even say, watch it, Bill. That big one's sneaking up behind you. Huh? Praise God. I looked on my right hand and beheld, and there was no man that would know me. Refuge failed me. No man cared for my soul. I cried unto thee, O Lord. I said, thou art my refuge. Praise God, and my portion in the land of the living. God is my refuge. He's a strong and mighty tower that I might run into. Praise God. I said, praise God. Is he your refuge? Praise God. I don't know. About every time I get up, I always wish I had more time. And I tell y'all, sure glad I don't. Huh? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. My wife told me not to ever say anything like that. I already said it and just now thought of it. Praise God. I said, praise God. Oh, Lord, my strength and my fortress and my refuge in the day of affliction. The Gentiles shall come unto thee from the ends of the earth and shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein is no profit. They're going to come and say, your religion is the only religion. Every knee's going to bow. Every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Not lords. Lord. There's only one. I know. Praise God. I said again, I don't even know if you're here or not. I never did know who you was. I said, there's more than one way to get to heaven. You're a deceived fool. That's who you are.
Yes, sir.
Huh? If you're here, I want to tell you, you're a deceived fool. And you're going to split hell wide open unless you let God bring you in through that gate into a city of refuge. And his name is Jesus, always has been Jesus.
Yeah.
Praise God, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob got saved the same way I did. Jesus came and talked to them. They said, Lord, we knew you as Lord all these years. Now we see you, and you've been crucified, and you're manifested as our Savior. You're leading captivity captive. Praise God. You're going up on high. We're going with you.
Praise God.
Huh? Glory to God. I said every one of them got saved same way I did, by the blood of Jesus Christ. There's no other redemption. In the old, I'm going to try to close here. Praise God. Brother B.P. Carroll always said, as I continue to close. Huh? In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be put to confusion. Deliver me in thy righteousness. Cause me to escape. Incline thine ear unto me and save me. Be thou, listen, I love this. Be thou my strong habitation, whereunto I may continually resort. I'd love to go to Brother Bobby Roquette's. Wife said, we was just there last week. Yeah, I guess you're right. Praise God.
Come on.
Brother Bobby, I'd love for you to come to my house. I'd love to feed you the best dinner my wife could prepare. I'd love to have you. You can stay a few days if you want to. But don't come move in with me. How many brothers and sisters do you want to come live in your house? Stay with you. Right on and on. Huh? I'm going to tell you. My Jesus. I could go to him five times this morning before I came to church. When I got down to pray again, oh, he'd say, I'm so glad to hear from you. I'm so glad you came to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, precious loving Jesus. Praise God. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in times of trouble. Praise God. High God of my rock, in him will I trust. He's my shield and the horn of my salvation, my high tower and my refuge, my Savior, thou savest me from violence. Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalm 91, verse 4.
Amen.
He shall cover thee with his feathers. How many times you read that? How many times did you thrill to it? How many times did you shout about it? He shall cover thee with his feathers. Under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. A neighbor to my first cousin got him some Baney chickens. After a while, everybody had Baney chicken. It was all over that camp. His brother had a little poodle dog, toy poodle, Mitzi. She never saw anything like those little chickens. She flat loved them. They'd come walking around. She'd go out there, yep, 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 yep. And they'd run. And she never saw anything that much fun in her life. She felt like a bear hound. Them little chickens are running from her.
Yeah.
One day, one of those little Banty hens come around a little road there around my grandma's house and had three little yellow fluffy things that followed after her, single file. And old Mitzi went out there, yep, yep, yep. Ruffled up its feathers. Looked at her real hateful. She like stuck her feet plumb in the ground to stop it. Like she's trying to back up while she's still running ahead full speed. That chicken didn't act right. It wasn't about to run. It had those little ones behind it. Praise God. He shall cover thee with his feather. Under his wings shalt thou trust. Praise God. Amen. Couple sisters out in Oklahoma, I'm pretty sure, out west. They're sitting at a traffic light, and two hoodlums pulled up beside of them, two rough-looking characters, started cussing, using foul language, telling them what all is going to do to them, and it scared them. And the only thing they knew was try to get home. They started out through the country, and here come that car. Pulled up beside them, just rammed right into them, knocked them off the road. They looked out the rearview mirror, hear them two men come, marching up through there toward the stalled-out van. What are we going to do now? We're going to pray and trust God like we always do. They got to praying, and the driver got to shouting. And she jumped out of that van with a dancing and a skipping and a hollering and a running right back down toward them two men, a screaming, I'm covered with feathers! Praise God. Them two tough guys, mean devils, they looked at each other. They said, these women are crazy. Let's get out of here. Huh? My refuge.
My refuge.
My refuge. My strong, mighty tower. The righteous runneth into it and are safe. Praise God.